In this video, we will create more sandboxes, find your edits and contributions, and add articles to your watch list. The sandbox is where we'll practice editing Wikipedia in this course, but there's some additional information to know. You can create as many sandboxes as you want. Although the sandbox link in this menu will always take you to your first sandbox, you can create more by changing the URL name in the address bar. For example, in the address bar of your browser, after it says sandbox, type /2 and hit enter or return on your keyboard. You should now see a page asking you to create a new sandbox. To do this, just click start the page, close this box, add some text, and click publish page, then add a description and click publish page. You can then make another one by adding different numbers like 3, 4, 5, or using letters too. You could even remove the word sandbox and type anything. As long as it has your username in it, it's your page and you can do what you want, mostly. Keep in mind that you can't include copyrighted text or images anywhere on Wikipedia, and that includes on your sandbox. So don't copy and paste things from random websites. Although this is your sandbox and for the most part no one else will ever look at it, if the sandbox contains copyrighted content, it could still get flagged and an editor may come and remove any infringing content. The other thing to keep in mind is how to keep track of all your sandboxes. I like to add links to them on my main sandbox, or just keep it simple and give them names that are numbers so I can find them easily. But let's say you created multiple sandboxes and can't remember their names anymore. You can see a list of all your contributions by following these steps. Click on the person icon in the top right corner and click Contributions. This lists every edit you've made. Where it says current, that means your edit was the most recent one made on that page. The N means it was a new page created. Once you've made lots of edits, you might want to filter this page. Click Search for Contributions. Click the namespace pull-down box and select User. Then click Only Show Edits that are Page Creations and search. You can now see a list of every sandbox or draft you created where the name of the page came after your username. If you created a few articles, you could change User to Article and see a list of every article you've created. Finally, I previously mentioned the watch list. You can access it in the top menu here. It's the icon with the star on it. And if you create new pages or articles on Wikipedia, they should be automatically added to your watch list. Just like on the contributions page, the N means it was a new page, and there's a list of other abbreviations you might see on the right. You can also manually add any article to your watch list too. To show you how, I'll go to this article and click the star icon next to view history. Then every time there's an edit made to that article, it will be listed in my watch list. This is great if you want to see how the articles you contribute to are being worked on by other people. When an article is on your watch list, the star icon will be filled in black. And to remove an article from your watch list, click the star icon again so it's filled in white. And whenever you publish an edit on Wikipedia, you'll be given the option to add the article to your watch list too.